Thank you, Mr. Chair. At the outset, I would like to extend my sincere appreciation to the United Nations Office of Disarmament Affairs and the Implementation Support Unit of BVC. BWC is one of the first international conventions ratified by my country. However, in contrast to the other international conventions to which Mongolia become a party, specific legal environment is required for its national implementation. Presently, the implementation of the convention is regulated by around 10 national laws. Mr. Chairman, allow me to share with you information on the actions taken by the government of Mongolia with the view of ensuring the country's biosecurity. The National Committee on Biosecurity of Mongolia, led by the Minister of Environment and Tourism, was established in 2008. It consists of 30 members, including chairman, 19 members, 9 experts, and secretary. The National Committee is the state administrative authority responsible for nature and environment to supervise and handle the biosafety related matters. And it's gratifying to see that the certain progress has been made in improving legislation environment. Currently, Mongolia, in collaboration with the European Union, is implementing a project entitled Strengthening the National Framework and Provisions of Specialized Training on Biosafety and Biosecurity in Central Asian Countries in the period of 2017 and 2019. The project's focal point is the Secretariat of National Committee on Biosafety. The objective of this project is to provide specialized training in biosafety and biosecurity in Central Asia and to strengthen the relevant national legal framework. In this respect, we will participate in countries to fulfill the national obligation to harmonize national biosafety and biosecurity legal frameworks with the World Health Organizations, International Health Regulations, Biological Weapons Convention, and Codex Alimentarius Food Security Laws. Furthermore, the project aims at helping to bring local biosafety and biosecurity training up to national standards while stimulating regional cooperation in relevant issues. As provided by the project objectives, the four working groups, namely on WHO, international health regulations, food CAC, Biological Weapons Convention, and training were set up. I'm pleased to emphasize here that one of the important surveys made by working groups on BWC is the Mongolian National Implementation Measures for the 1972 Biological Weapons Convention and related requirements of UN Security Council Resolution 1540. The outcome of the survey have been presented to advisors of the relevant Standing Committee of Parliament of Mongolia and also at the expert meeting on biological weapons in health in Geneva, August 2018. Let me also mention the survey has reviewed 19 laws and regulation of Mongolia. The draft of the survey was submitted to the International Science and Technology Center for their consideration, and survey was finalized by ISTC legal expert in July 2018. The outcome of survey also emphasized that the old regulation needed to be updated and strengthened in line with the BWC. Also, there is an imperative to address all biological incidents, whether occurring naturally or deliberate in nature, as stimulated by BWC. Taking this opportunity, I wish to express our sincere thanks to the European Union Chemical, Biological, Radiological, and Nuclear Centers for Excellence Initiative Project 53. Mr. Chairman, At the end of my intervention, I would like to inform you some of the further actions being taken in Mongolia in regard to the implementation of BWC. For instance, we have started to participate in a new project strengthening chemical and biological waste management in Central Asian countries for improved security and safety risk mitigation, funded by the European Commission in the period of 2018 to 2020. The National Committee of Biosafety of Mongolia will serve as a national coordinator of biosafety mediator mechanism in Asia 2020. Moreover, a new project on strengthening biosafety capacity will be implemented with the support of the United Nations Environmental Programme.
I do invite
Mongolia
the speaker to conclude.
Mongolia is committed to working with all state parties, to ISU and UNODA, to effectively implement the convention. At the same time, let me also point out that we need a technical assistance, especially in the legal aspect of international specialized organization, to facilitate the implementation of the BWC. I thank you, Mr. Chair.
The Chair thanks Mongolia and gives the floor to the distinguished